From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting. Will the U.S. move military equipment to Eastern Europe? The United States is considering storing heavy military weaponry and equipment in several Baltic and Eastern European countries. The proposal is said to send a strong message to Russian President Vladimir Putin that the U.S. will defend its NATO allies in Eastern Europe. Tensions are already high in the region following Russia's annexation of Crimea and conflict in Ukraine. A leading U.S. newspaper says Russia and China have decrypted top-secret U.S. files stolen by former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden, forcing British authorities to pull spies from live operations in hostile nations. The Sunday Times says the pullback was ordered after Moscow gained access to more than 1 million encoded files in Snowden's possession when he fled the United States in 2013. A U.S. grand jury has charged Snowden, who's in Moscow, with two counts of violating the U.S. Espionage Act and theft of government property. Iran's president is warning world powers negotiating a final nuclear agreement to stop complaining over issues or risk missing the June 30th deadline for an agreement. Speaking to reporters in Tehran on Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani said an agreement is within reach, but some issues still remain. Iran continues to balk on a key issue for U.S. and European allies of allowing inspections of its nuclear facilities, which Tehran contends could compromise state secrets. The world powers, U.S., China, Russia, Britain, France, and Germany, have been seeking an agreement about Iran's nuclear development program. In exchange for limiting its future nuclear development, Iran would expect the lifting of international sanctions. And activists say Kurdish fighters have made advances toward an Islamic State stronghold in Syria near the Turkish border. This is VOA News. Ethnic tensions in Iraq and Syria are undermining efforts to defeat the Islamic State. VOA's Zlatika Hoc reports.
As Kurdish forces prepare a major offensive against Islamic State in Syria, hundreds of civilians are fleeing into Turkey. A Turkish official has accused the Kurds of driving out Arabs from the areas they capture. The United States supports Kurds in their fight against Islamic State, but is warning against sectarian violence. Meanwhile, members of the Druze minority in the Middle East have called on the international community to protect their brethren in Syria, where the al-Nusra Front recently killed 20 Druze villagers. Several groups fight Islamic State and al-Nusra Front in Syria, including government forces, but they also fight each other. Zlatica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.
The International Criminal Court wants South Africa to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who was in Johannesburg for an African Union summit. The ICC says Mr. Bashir has two outstanding arrest warrants. He's been charged with war crimes and genocide for sending the army and backing Arab militias in putting down an armed uprising in the Darfur conflict in 2003. Analysts say it's not likely the AU summit host will detain the Sudanese leader. The AU has accused the ICC of unfairly targeting African leaders. The chief of South Korea's Samsung Hospital told a televised news conference today the hospital will suspend non-emergency surgeries. Soon Jae-hong said the hospital will not accept any new patients. Since the deadly Middle East respiratory syndrome took foothold in the facility, since the first case was identified in May, 145 people have been confirmed with the virus and 14 have died. Hillary Clinton held the first major rally of her run for U.S. president, delivering a feisty, sometimes humorous, and very personal speech outlining her agenda and promising to promote equal opportunity and fight for the hard-pressed middle-class America.
I believe we have a continuing rendezvous with destiny. Each American and the country we cherish. I'm running to make our economy work for you and for every American.
Clinton, who's a Democrat, launched a stinging attack on the Republican Party, referencing the crowded field of candidates as out of touch with the diverse electorate. And Pakistan's Interior Ministry is allowing the non-governmental organization Save the Children to resume operations after shutting down its headquarters in Islamabad last week and giving staff members 15 days to leave the country. The ministry has not elaborated on its reversal. Authorities sealed the office in the capital Thursday, and by Friday, every office in the country was closed. I'm Artie Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.